We're reading from the Shamati book, page 192. We're reading Shamati 92, Shamati 72. Confidence is the clothing for the light. Again, it's on the Shamati book, page 192. You can ask questions at kav.info, and selected questions relevant to the studied material will be aired live. Shamati 72, page 192 in the book of Shamati.
At the end of the day, the confidence is the only problem. If our goal is adhesion, and our matter is the desire to enjoy, the desire to receive, we can see how this matter operates naturally in babies. They are looking only for one thing, confidence, security, what to cleave on to in order to provide oneself fulfillment in their matter. So he requires mom, he's screaming for mom, cleaving on to her. Accordingly, we are throughout our whole life. However, we have greater demands than what we can receive by being next to mom. And therefore, throughout the time of adulthood, we're adolescents, we're drawing further from the parents because we are incapable of fulfilling ourselves by remaining dependent and connected and being next to the parents. However, this is relatively a war between what's good for us at home and what life necessitates us to, or compels us to leave home in order to receive fulfillment. Accordingly, we want each and every place we're going to receive fulfillment, first and foremost, to measure, to examine, to weigh the confidence, the sensation of confidence and in that reality. Because in the matter, which is only a desire to enjoy, confidence is a confidence of fulfillment, which in all, on all kind of degrees, it appears in us. And we need to go through from the confidence, from fulfillment, from all kind of origins, well, be sure to fill up all my wishes, all that my heart asks for and demand, all that my desires reveal to me as empty, to confidence in my ability to bestow upon the Creator. This is totally something opposite, something different. And accordingly, we are advanced, as it turns out that the more I want to fulfill myself, the more I see that it cannot happen, cannot exist, cannot happen. And the more I long for it, the more I despair. Until, due to so many problems and blows, because my desire to receive grows, it doesn't just grow in height, in size, it grows in discernments, qualitative discernments. And I begin to understand that there is a matter of not only filling up himself as a baby when everything he can just draw everything for himself in the simple form, rather the desire to receive develop in that I began to be dependent upon others. The desire to receive that I feel in me depends on the environment that bestows values upon me, meaning it affect me with its flavors, and then and I acquire them inevitably, the desires and the locks of the environment, and if I fulfill them, I feel that by that I fulfill myself, although these are not my desires, these are what they passed on to me, and I fulfill them and feel confidence in it. So my confidence now is whether I can fulfill the desires of the environment that are in me, that are mine, in my sensation. So here there's a very interesting psychological transition, whether I can fulfill the same desires of the environment that they not pass on to me, rather those desires are in them and I fulfill them. So what is the difference all in all? Well, the difference is in my attitude. If it's in me, it is considered mine and I fulfill them and feel that I am filled up. And if those desires are in them and they're not passing on to me, then I don't feel those desires as my own, and I don't feel an urge to fulfill them. Between those two discernments is the Creator. And here, as we are searching for him, this is where we find the source of confidence, of security. Meaning this is a special light that can appear only under the condition that I am discovering the fulfillment, the origin, the source of that fulfillment. So the fulfillment, the source of the fulfillment itself, and the place of fulfillment, the place that is filled up outside of me. Then, to the extent that I am disconnecting from myself and discover the source of the fulfillment, and the fulfillment and the place that needs to be fulfilled is one theme that is outside of me, within my people I dwell, being outside of my boundaries, in the public, in the audience, where the Creator is present, where He is fulfilling, then I find the confidence, the security. Meaning, the security depends on the degree of chassadim, of mercy, that fulfill my desire to receive and give me the sensation that, to some extent at least, I'm free from the need, from the demand to fulfill myself, because I can never fulfill myself. And then to the extent that I can care for the others, by that I acquire confidence. Well, let's read what he says. This is something very rudimental, fundamental.
Confidence is the clothing for the light. Confidence is the clothing for the light called life. This is because there is a rule that there is no light without a kli. It follows that the light called light of life cannot clothe, but must dress in some kli. The kli where the light of life is clothed is usually called confidence. It means that he sees that he can do every difficult thing. Thus, the light is felt and recognized in the kli of confidence. Because of that, one's life is measured by the measure of confidence that appears there. One can measure the magnitude of vitality in oneself according to the confidence in him. For this reason, one can see in oneself that as long as his level of vitality is high, the confidence shines on every single thing, and he sees nothing that can obstruct him with what he wants. This is because the light of life, which is a force from above, shines on him, and he can work with superhuman powers. Since the upper light is not limited like corporeal forces. However, when the light of life leaves him, which is considered that he has descended from his previous level of vitality, then he becomes clever and inquisitive. He begins to calculate the profitability of everything. Is it worthwhile to do it or not? And he becomes temperate and not lively and sizzling as before he began to decline in his level of vitality. However, one does not have the wisdom to say that all his cleverness and wit with which now he thinks of everything are because he'd lost the spirit of life he had then. Instead, he thinks that now he has become smart. Not as he was before he'd lost the light of life. Rather, then, he was reckless and careless. However, he should know that all the wisdom that he now acquired came to him because he has lost the spirit of life that he had had before. Before, he measured all the acts with the light of life that the Creator gave him. But now, that he is in decline, the evil inclination has the power to come to him with all of their just arguments. The counsel for that is that one should say that now he cannot speak to his body and argue with it. Rather, he should say, now I am dead, and I'm awaiting the revival of the dead. Then he must begin to work above reason, meaning say to his body, everything you say is true, and I have nothing rational to answer you. However, I hope that I will begin to work anew. Now I take upon myself Torah and mitzvot, and now I am becoming a proselyte. And our sages said, a proselyte who has converted is like a newborn infant. Now I await the salvation of the Creator. He will certainly help me, and I will come once more into the path of holiness. And when I have power in holiness, then I will have what to answer you. But in the meantime, I must go above reason, for I am still without the mind of holiness. Hence, you can win with your intellect, and there is nothing I can do but believe in our sages who said that I should keep Torah and mitzvot with faith above reason. I must certainly believe that by the power of faith, we will be helped from above. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is being aided.
Or Chozer. Returning light, or chozer, light of mercy, or chasadim. This is the confidence. If a person is in it, as he starts, yes? Confidence is the clothing for the light, called life. The light itself called life, and the confidence is its clothing, meaning to the extent he has clothing, then he feels his life. As being alive, as being having that strength of life. There is a rule that there is no light without a kli. It follows that the light, called the light of life, cannot clothe, but must dress in some kli. And the kli, where the light of life is clothed, is usually called confidence. It means that he sees that he can do everything, difficult thing. Why? Because you receive help from above. Obviously, the person by himself is incapable. And this is what he's got. Meaning, to the extent he received from above, the light of confidence, to that extent he's in confidence. But there's a great work in it, as he want and willing to ascend and desire to be above the calculation for oneself, to rejoice in receiving such clothing. Thus the light is felt and recognized in the kli of confidence. Yes? In the returning light. Because of that, one's life is measured by the measure of confidence that appears there. One can measure the magnitude of vitality in oneself according to the confidence in himself. Meaning, if instead of the desire to receive, we have the screen in returning light, it becomes the kli. And to the extent of that kli, to the degree of that kli, we measure our life. To the extent that, yes, we receive the ability to transcend ourselves and be within the others. For this reason, one can see in oneself that as long as his level of vitality is high, the confidence shines on every single thing, and he sees nothing that can obstruct him with what he wants, because all his desires are in the same direction as the light of confidence in bestowal. This is because the light of life, which is a force from above, shines on him, and he can work with superhuman powers, since the upper light is not limited like corporeal forces. So thus far it's clear. This is when he received the force from above, a screen returning light, everything he receives from above, and then he's capable of being above his own desire to receive, and the clothing he has to sustain the light of life, to be in contact with the Creator. The clothing for it, the preparation for it, is called confidence. However, when the light of life leaves him, meaning he loses his clothing, hence the light of life departs, which is considered that he has descended from his previous level of vitality, then he becomes clever and inquisitive. Because immediately the desire to receive begin to demand research for, well, by what then I can be in confidence. Meaning not a confidence in me bestowing and then above me, I exist above myself and resemble the Creator, rather confidence for myself. How can I provide confidence for myself? He begins to calculate the profitability of everything, the egoistic profitability. Is it worthwhile to do it or not? Meaning, what would I get out of it? And become temperate, not lively and sizzling as before he began to decline his level of vitality. However, one does not have the wisdom to say that all his wisdom and cleverness that he was rewarded thinking of everything is because he had lost the spirit of life that he had then. Meaning, the intellect and the feeling that I'm now researching and I'm understanding and weighing, and it seems more rational to me, and before I was more like in the air, lightheaded, and bestowing, and so it seems to me that now I'm more clever and more smart. So do not think this is how it is. Instead, he thinks that now he has become smart, not as he was before he had lost the light of life. Rather than he was reckless and careless. What was he base himself on? As if it was in his hands. Rather, in a way of amapziza, being like a goat that jumps around, meaning not with his own forces. This is what it means. Amapziza, like a goat that jumps around, so to speak. However, he should know that all the wisdom that he has now acquired come to him because he has lost the spirit of life, actually, than what he had before. Before he measured all the acts as the light of life he had before the Creator gave him, that he was as if in bestowal and in the clothing of confidence. Yeah? So he measured all the acts with the light of life that the Creator gave him. But now that he is in decline, devil inclination has the power to come to him, meaning his ego awaken, and he begin to measure and weigh everything he has for his ability. With all his justified reasons, that he weighed with a different, with all the right arguments, he weighed not with a vessel of confidence.
The counsel for that is that one should now say that he cannot speak to his body and argue with it. Rather, he should say, "Now I am dead, and I await the revival of the dead." Then he must begin to work above reason. So when I'll have life, when I'll have the clothing, according to the spiritual disturbance, I'll be able to think and see the true life. And now I have nothing to do. I am below that line of life. Then he must begin to work above reason, meaning say to his body, "Everything you say is true, and I have nothing rational to answer you." However, again, I have nothing rational to answer you. However, I hope that I will begin to work in you. Now I take upon myself to run mitzvot, meaning all the possible corrections. And now I'm becoming a proselyte. And our sages said a proselyte who is converted is like a newborn infant, meaning that I will be born again, only at a higher degree, a new degree. Now I await the salvation of the Creator. There is no direct action by me that can succeed. Rather, I labored and I found. He will certainly help me, and I will once again come into the path of holiness, meaning the confidence, the certainty that he depends on the Creator and not on himself. When I had the power of holiness, when I will have the power of holiness, then I will have what to answer you. That's how he answers the will to receive. But for the meanwhile, I have to go above reason. So what do I do when I'm in that deep pit of the will to receive, and I understand with my point in the heart that I have to ascend above it? So the transition, the shift between below reason and above reason is for the meanwhile to go above reason as much as possible until I reach the higher reason. Hence, you cannot win with the intellect. There's nothing I can do except believe in the sages who said I should keep to run mitzvot with faith above reason, and I must certainly believe that by the power of faith I'll be helped from above. Meaning, as much as I will try to go above my ego, that I want to resist it, I want to rise. I now want to depict myself as though I'm already in spirituality, and even though I am in my ego, to do such actions as though I'm already receiving that new confidence that is elevating me above reason. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is being aided. Questions? Yes, Mr. Center of Tel Aviv, Holon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's something here that seems to me like a contradiction in my vessels. I don't understand it. He expects the salvation of the Creator. He will certainly help me, he writes here.
So how can one expect if he's not certain he's going to be helped? So he's certain that the Creator can help him. He's certain that he will ask correctly, for sure he'll get help. That there is none else besides him. It's a machine that works that way. that there is the letter of degrees, there is this system that is designed for him, and corresponding to every situation, there is an answer. And if I come to the right request, by that I simply open the tap, independent of the Creator. The Creator is always open. It depends on my deficiency. If my deficiency is adapted to the answer, I will be filled up. I open the tap of the for the answer. I don't have to ask him. And then he thinks about it. Maybe should I give it to him or not give it to him? Maybe I'll give it to somebody else. Or when will I do it? No. It depends only on my deficiency. It's like with a radio tuner, receiver. Inside of it, I create, how shall I say, not create, I form inside of it a frequency with this mechanism. In the within the radio tuner, I I generate, maybe, like from a generator. If inside of the tuner, the radio, I generate a certain frequency, then I catch that, because that wave, that wavelength is then there. It only depends on me. It's truly a very accurate example for spirituality. Therefore, I always have to believe that he's good and does good, and his attitude towards everyone, I always believe that's how it is, and that if I will make an effort, I will then perceive that, and I will be in dvekut, in adhesion, and in connection with him, that too. All I know I have to know is how to do it.
And I'm talking exactly about implementing, about doing what I can do. And what feels as a contradiction to me is that, on the one hand, I'm asking the salvation, I'm waiting the salvation of the Creator. On the other hand, I'm supposed to work above reason. To me, why does it feel like a contradiction? It's probably something I misunderstood.
What are you going to ask for?
What am I going to ask for? That he'll make the correct change in me so that I can advance to him.
How can you ask for the right change?
How can I? What action?
No, how can you ask for the right change if you are in desires, thoughts, qualities that are the opposite? How can I ask? Kill me. If I'm not in a state where death is what saves me, it is something good.
That's why it's above reason?
Certainly.
So that's where the contradiction is.
Of course it's a contradiction. That's why it's called above reason.
So how do I come to this point of this transformation where I say, just come and kill me?
By receiving this importance from the environment.
Okay, and in those little moments where the environment managed to give me that importance, and I say, come, kill me, and do what's needed, and
I want to be incorporated in them.
That's what's called expecting the salvation of the Creator?
Yes.
So it's either I'm in this state or that state.
Either you're within yourself or you're within them. This is called being incorporated or integrated in the Holy Divinity.
So above reason is within them. It's always with the group.
Yes, it's above my reason.
It's a state that I'm supposed to aspire for all the time.
Yes. Even when the light is filling me up?
When the light fulfills me, when I feel confidence.
When does it do that? When does it fill
you? You know, sometimes you're with a group, you feel that this is the way, and you know, and you're working and you're going. And
you're just being given an example. That's what you have to reach.
And I have no work in that state? For sure I got work to do there.
There's no work, it's just a nice example. You enjoy it, you've been given an example.
So I take that example, I have to sort of carve it in my memory and say, he gave me that confidence, I have to save it for tough times.
Save? What do you mean?
Like a bank.
It's not going to help you.
Not going to help.
No. You can take an example from that to what state you need to yearn to reach by yourself.
Then why does it give me that example if in other moments I totally forget and...
So that in those moments you'll try to create the same form by yourself. You'll yearn for it, you'll want it. So it won't be that by the light shining and then you run away and you're afraid to, you're happy to give everything to everyone and embrace everyone. Rather, you'll want to do that even when you're inside of your own ego. And how can you? Then it's called above reason.
Buenos dias.
Hello. Rav, dear Rav, there are two things that really kind of disturb me. With regards to the body and the ego, this dialogue with the body, I want to move towards Torah and Mitzvot.
So
I have this now, this debate. And as far as I understand, Bala Sulam and Rabash, you come from Lo Lishma to Lishma. There's this article of Bala Sulam or Rabash about moving
Lo Lishma and Lishma.
From Lo Lishma to Lishma, yeah. So, if we're talking about Moses or Solomon who had a really high degree, then, well...
Listen, he, you know, let him not give us an opera here. I know he's an opera singer. He should ask, to the point. We're simple people. We're not...
If you can make the question concise.
En esta relación corporal, el cumplimiento de estas mitos en el sentido de la intención. Y la otra es, ¿qué diferencia hay entre más allá de la razón y por encima de la razón?
No, Shnia, ¿puedes repetir otra vez?
One second, if you can just repeat that.
Now you're creating the troubles.
What's the difference between the... being a going within reason and above reason? What's the difference?
Well, he wanted to start with King Solomon. All right. Okay. Wait, let me answer. Very simple. I have a desire. Ratzon. Desire. How do you write it in English exactly? I don't know.
What?
Okay,
ratzon.
With whatever I can receive inside the desire to understand, to feel, to weigh, this is called within reason. Betoch hadat. Inside of reason. And then I have kelim, vessels for that, various desires, discernments, everything. And that's me. There is something which is called outside of me. Chutz mimeni. Or zulat. Outside of me or others, and what happens there, I don't know. If I ascribe, relate the others to myself, let's say that this belongs to me in some way, then this is called kaov, close, it's called sheli, mine, or like mine, and so on. So to that extent, I also pay consideration to it. This is called relatives or those near me that I care about them to some degree, meaning their vessels. Let's say these are their vessels. They are as if in me. They belong to me. Like that. So that's also mine. Like this. All of this is called within the ego, within reason. There are kelim, vessels, that are, well, how shall I say this? I don't feel them at all. Like that. Vessels that I don't really care that much about. And there are such vessels that I truly hate them. I can't stand them. Everything is with respect to my will to receive. I made it, very primitive, but... So, they say the following. You have to invert your attitude to all of that. What is now important to you should become totally unimportant, and what is unimportant, or maybe you even hate it, you know, to have that be important to you and even love it. An upside-down world. This is called above reason, above my reason, above my mind, my emotions, above whatever I weigh, measure, and feel. How can I do that? I can't even want such things. Moreover, for it to happen and that I will withstand it. True, they say, it is impossible not to want it to happen and not for it to truly happen, and you will keep that, you will hold on to that. To want it to happen, just wanting it to happen, for that you need the group, kvutza, so that the group will constantly brainwash your mind that this is good. Then you will want it. And when you want it, out of yourself and out of the group, for this to happen, and that this whole thing would invert in you, then you also need the lighted reforms. When you already want to do such actions that would invert those that you hate, they would transform those that you hate to those that you love, then you have to scrutinize those things, and all of this is called a mitzvah, a precept. So you perform all kinds of actions, and then over your actions appears the light that reforms. This is called Torah, and this is called that through the Torah and mitzvot, you correct yourself, your outlook on what is the... You invert your outlook, the way you look at everything. Thus you reach the correction of resembling the Creator, because the Creator created you in the opposite form of Himself, and He wants you to reach the form that is like Him. All right?
Please.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have there...
The internet. ליאור מכפר סבא שואל, האם כוח הביטחון יכול להופיע רק אחרי שאני מאבד הכל?
From כפר סבא, the question is, can the light of confidence appear only after I lose everything else and start calculating towards bestowal?
No, we can say it this way. To the extent that I start performing some actions, as it's written, everything that is in your hand and power to do, do it. To that extent, I begin the path and the light of reforms affects me and arranges me and changes me, descends and ascends and all kinds of discernments until through lust, envy and honor that I acquire from the environment, I nonetheless have to do something. I have to do what is appreciated, esteemed by them. In me, there is only a single point, which is called the point in the heart. In the environment are many such points, and they are connected. Outside of me, all of them are interconnected. My point is in the captivity of my will to receive, and therefore there is a struggle, an opposition between the point in me, inside of my heart, and the group. But I have to say that I'm always in a free choice, at the very tip, at the middle, not this way or that way. Therefore, with a little bit of inclination, above reason, to the side of the group, above reason is just a little bit. If I make something, some action, then the group starts affecting me, and it can help me and bring out my point in the heart to it, to the group. So I have to always see that I am in that decision. Within reason is to myself or above reason to the side of the group. And in such a way I awaken from them towards me, or maybe it's better to say through them, the influence of the light that reforms. Yes.
Menashe from Netanya is asking, what's special in the principle that of confidence that stems from mutual guarantee between us?
What is special about the confidence? If we are in a kli, in a vessel called the egoistical will to receive, and it is unable to operate unless it has a force, a desire is not, I mean, what is a desire? It's just raw matter, raw material. Then it turns out that if I don't receive force from above, a different fuel, then I work with my own fuel coercively, against my will. I don't have anything else. I was born that way, and that's how I work. I got used to this vessel. I was educated in it. My whole environment, my whole everybody around me, that's how it is. And I think that this is mine, but in truth, it's not mine. My body, my habits, my flavor, my tastes, they're not mine. I was simply programmed this way. And therefore, I'm in that. Yes. Beersheba.
Thank you. Good morning. It is said, now I am dead and I expect the revival of the dead. Now,
oh, that's a great degree already.
So the question is, this is, every state is good for my progress. So the question is whether this is correct when I'm included in the group as well. Now I'm dead and I'm awaiting the revival of the dead. Is it both when I'm in the group and it strengthens me? And
if I feel that I'm dead, dead in what? My will to receive is dead. That's excellent. The dead are free. So if I'm free of that, maybe now I can reach doing actions of bestowal. I'm on the path. Or maybe I feel that I'm dead. It's like people in the streets say, I'm dead. What does it mean? I cannot fill up my will to receive, so I feel that I'm dead, you know. Why live? If I cannot fill it up, I'm better off dead. Or
then why do I expect the revival of the dead?
Or I'm better off dead. It's better to die in this will to receive, because life in it is not life, even though I have all the abundance.
So why do I expect the revival of the dead?
Oh, so it depends on what state you're talking about and what for you is the revival of the dead. I am, say, in a state where certainly each and every one of you felt, where I have nothing in life, I don't want anything, it's not worthwhile for me to even get up in the morning, what is there for me in this life, in this world, and so on. Now, it's like that, like a dead person. Right? You can say, I truly don't want anything, I'm out. Now is the question. What does it mean to get out of that, to get up, to awaken from that, to recover? Either awakening and recovering means that now you want to go on some trip, go and play cards, poker game, I don't know, go to the theater, travel, matters of this world, do one of those things, or even maybe do some interesting work. Create something, that's life, meaning to fill up your egoistical desires. Is that called the revival of the dead? Or when you say the revival of the dead, you say that the revival has to be different already, that I will want a new world, that I'll get up, awaken to new desires, and my old desires, they can die.
This is true when I'm in the group as well.
It doesn't matter if it's a group or...
When I enter the group, I come to the revival of the dead. Basically, before the group, I'm dead.
Fine. So you come there in order to revive yourself, that through them you want to receive new desires. Right? So, then... What then?
So what do you do? Why do I need? I mean, I'm in the group, then why do I need the revival of the dead? I live within the group. What is it that I expect? That I wait.
If you're not expecting, you're not expecting. I don't understand.
If I'm dead and I'm awaiting to be dead, and the group is basically the revival of the dead, then what is the...
Are you incorporated with them? Do you receive new discernments from them, new values?
Certainly, yeah.
You now want to bestow, is that how you see your life? That instead of your earlier yearning that you had to all kinds of different earthly passions, yes? Well, that's called revival.
Yes. Yeah. That's what he means.
Yes? Good. Okay? Everybody's quiet today. Everybody's so... other than Amikam. So, yes?
Friends from Haifa and Hadera are saying the following. The confidence sounds like faith above reason. How is it different from the education from infancy in some people? How do we come to that type of faith before revelation?
Confidence is the light of chasadim, whereby a person becomes free of his own will to receive, that he receives his illumination from above, and it clothes within his desire, and it gives him the discernments of against which of his desires can he be free, can he be above them? Above them means not that we rise above the desire, as I sometimes draw this. Rather, we rise in terms of, in a qualitative sense, that this desire doesn't pull me, draw me to use it as it is, rather I use it the way that I now decide with that force that I received from above. This is called being above the desire, being above reason. I have all kinds of different qualities, tendencies, and I was born with them. I received them from the environment, through my education, from childhood. Now I'm in a state when I can receive from above, through the group, I can receive a certain force that would help me to use all of my qualities in the opposite way. Desires with the various manners of the desires. These are called my qualities. So to use them in the opposite manner, towards bestowal. If I receive that force from above to work with my qualities towards the outside and not inwardly, meaning what I understand that it's good for me, that I can pass on to others. I can even incorporate with the desires of the others and use my desires in order to fill them up. By that I become a source of bestowal, like the Creator towards them. This is called work above reason, above whatever I am, my natural qualities. Yes?
Moshe from Krakow says, Baal Salam speaks here of confidence, which is a measure of returning light. So, in our degree, during the preparation time, how can we hold on to it somewhat?
I receive that from the environment. All of those discernments that we have in spirituality later on, in the true manner, when I realize them, implement them, all of those discernments I also have at the time of preparation. I have them, only I cannot yet realize them in such a way that I'm in the spiritual world. Because if they'll truly give me those true spiritual discernments, I'll just run away. So for the meanwhile, they hide it from me. I simply play with it. If a child would, would really want to know what it means to be a driver, would he really want to be a driver? And children want to be drivers. You know, what's in it? You know, what kind of work is that? Where's the honor, the glory? What's so special about it? So, in everything that the grown-ups do, they, the children, feel importance. That's how it is for us. That's how it should be. And then I'll advance.
In short, I saw a kid. He lost his confidence. He had no desires, and he started eating more and more, and became too fat, obese. So, how do we take care of his confidence?
No, I don't know. That's not for now. That's not the right question for now. Tzvika.
He brings here two questions related to one. That the confidence has to be clothed in some kli, and usually the light has to be dressed in some kli, and usually the kli is called confidence. What's the kli of confidence?
The kli, the vessel itself, is called confidence. I have a desire. This desire, I aim it to bestow. This inclination to use the desire in order to fill up someone, to bestow upon someone, to support someone, is called confidence. You have small children. What do you project to them? Or you say the following: I have desires that in which I'm aiming them towards you. Everything that is inside of those desires, I aim it towards you. And all that you have, I'm willing to fill up. I'm capable of doing it. You project to them the intensity of your force, and they receive it, and they feel confidence. In spirituality, You can receive this sensation of confidence on condition that you need it. What confidence is there in spirituality? That I want to be detached of myself and to bestow. When you do that towards your children, you also detach of yourself and you bestow onto them. You're willing to give them of yourself. And it's the same in spirituality. Only in spirituality it's towards the others, not towards someone who's close to you. That's all. Following the breaking of the vessels, you get this picture that everything that is outside of you is the others. You don't love them, at least. You may even hate them. You feel them as redundant and, you know, what do they even exist for? I would simply eliminate them from my life. And then, in this picture that was formed before you, you're given the ability to develop vessels of bestowal. Now, you have to ask, you simply have to ask for the force to see them as close to you. Ahmadinejad, Obama, you know, we don't lack such... Or in whatever party you are, in the opposite, the other party, you know, the opposition, I don't know, Tzipi, or I don't know what party you are associated with. That's it. You know, we don't like enemies. So you ask not for them to die, rather you ask that you will repent, that you will love them. Then your attitude towards them, that you want to bestow upon them in a very tangible manner, that would be called confidence. Yes?
Confidence is a proportional thing as well. It's not 100%. Even when Kabbalists go through their degrees, what they have 100% confidence, they don't have 100%.
No, certainly not. Degrees are...
Even if a Kabbalist is in bestowal, what he has confidence, it's partial.
He does, but in a partial, in a relative manner. But he's able to shut himself in... in the desires in which he doesn't have the ability to bestow, and he doesn't use those.
But he also has fears when Kabbalists... I read and I see that Kabbalists themselves have fears until they come to the end of correction. They don't have 100% confidence. It's a proportional confidence, because I thought bestowal is 100% confidence, and it turns out it isn't.
Listen, first of all, there are degrees. In each and every degree, there are many discernments. A person loses the earlier degree. He's in a state where he's in between the degrees. All kinds of different forms of the ego go over him, and between the ego and bestowal, and in bestowal, and those are, there are many things there. This is all about forming the complete, the whole state. Along the path, he has everything. It's written, "You hid your face, and I would be afraid, frightened." So writes King David. So, certainly. Or a person suddenly falls into Bilam or Balak, Pharaoh, Haman, all of those serpents. He becomes the opposite. At one point, he feels like performing such actions of deceit, and well, he doesn't do it because he's already in the spiritual degrees, but everything goes over him. Whoa, you know, what kind of manifestations, you know, expressions, not like yours. That's true. So what are you trying to say? Each who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater. That's what's written.
I want to say that we've learned with you that all the 125 degrees that we go through in spirituality, you come and say that there's no deficiency in spirituality, right?
Well, keep going. I'm not...
Now, on every level, a person has the 100%. So let's say even on the first degree, he has 100% spirituality, but on his level.
Yes.
So why, as Kabbalists say, even on the 100th degree, you have to feel the lack of confidence. You always think that something may happen.
No, because every degree you have the Rosh Toch Sof. In every degree you have the Kelim with which you can work with Galgalta and Enaim and Achap of Aliyah and not work. In every degree. Every degree is like a micro projection of the entire reality.
So why do you need this sensation of lack of confidence?
To be in greater adhesion with the Creator, to form Kelim for a greater adhesion.
I thought if the Creator is with you, you feel 100% confidence. Doesn't matter what level you're on.
But then you're dead. How will you advance?
So this is what pushes you?
Yes, certainly.
But how? You're saying one's soul shall teach one. What needs to push you?
That's exactly the part of the soul that is corrected, and there's the part that's not corrected. Together they teach you. Otherwise, without that gap between them, how will you discover where you are, where you can advance? How will you do that?
So the fear.
How does a scientist say in our world, a person who is searching, how does he advance? Through fears, anxieties, lack of confidence. He's waiting, hesitating to do this, to do that. Certainly. I don't get it. I mean, otherwise it's just a situation of death. If I'm not in those searches, anxieties, fears, the situation where I don't know precisely what to do, yes, no, I won't take a step. My will to receive won't allow me to take any step forward. See, I'm like that. My entire life. If you won't have any deficiency, any desire to move yourself. So what are you talking about? Rather, why do I move? In order to complete the state. Yes.
You're talking about these opposite triangles that we're studying about with you. As a person discovers the Creator more and more, he needs to be afraid less and less.
To the opposite, to the contrary.
Why?
Because I depend on him more and more, because I discover the true reality.
He shows himself, reveals himself to me more and more. Why do I need to be afraid of this? I need to be more complete with him and like him.
But you say yourself that there are the two triangles.
Okay, the upper triangle and the lower triangle, fine. But when I advance, I need to become happier, more whole, less fearful. And it's exactly the opposite. You're saying you have to be more and more and more afraid. And I don't understand this thing. Why you need to become more and more afraid?
I'll tell you only one thing. King David, he covered everything. Malchut, King David, Malchut, or the Messiah, the son of David. And see what he writes. Even with simple words, how much there is praise and gratitude there, and how much there is crying, fear, anxiety. Please, at the same time, together, one does not erase the other. You don't yet understand it. That's fine, because for you it's bring me the credit, unlimited credit, and I'm done. That's I'm willing to work. No, there is no such thing. And I tell you, and hopefully you'll feel that as well, out of my experience, there is no quality in a person that disappears. Because everything is like in a holographic manner, it just grows and grows and grows. All the anxieties and fears and lack of confidence and dependency and so on. All of the negative discernments, thanks God, they grow. Why? Because that actually pushes you to form the kli. Otherwise, you would have been dead, a beast. I don't want anything. Oh, I was given a little bit of something inside my plate. Fine. Oh, I just lie down. It's fine.
This is unclear to me. We claim that Kabbalah is a science.
Yes.
That it's a science. It's not just someone, you know, with a beard and...
It explains to you what is happening in your matter, in your desire.
In my matter, but here you move beyond science. This is something, if it's a personal thing that about fears and so on, where's the science?
It's not personal. It's not personal. I mean, when you are here... In a unique kli that is facing the light. No, it's not personal. How can you say that? I can't pass on these things to you, but it just seems to you that it's personal now. There's nothing personal about this. There's no you or them, and in general, Kabbalah is a science, a very precise science. It seems to us that we're talking about some emotions like in our world, and that we cannot measure them or sort them out. But these are forces. Forces. When you're speaking of forces like gravity or in physics, all kinds of different forces, in biology or zoology, or in medicine, all of those are very low forces compared to fear, anxiety, lack of confidence, etc., that we are speaking about here. Why? Because we are speaking of the manners inside the desire. Also, all kinds of phenomena in physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, etc., they are also phenomena that are within the desire, but on lower degrees than the degree of men. But those are also the same forces that you say about the phenomena in your desire. Well, you're speaking about forces, just like in physics. What does Kabbalah say? Kabbalah says the following. The will to receive that is drawing, pulling at the inanimate degree is called gravity. So you're not talking about the desire, who's pulling, what is, you know, pulling. You say that all objects have this phenomena called gravity. And you examine it, you measure it, and in that you create all kinds of formulas and you use them. Meaning, you let go of this presumption that it comes out of the desire of the still material. Rather, you say simply, the still matter behaves this way. You detach your research about gravity from the desire of the matter, and the one who sustains this desire, and what for, why, you only study the phenomena itself on the face of it. And from that you get physics. And the same in chemistry. These are drawn to those connect, join with these. That's how those molecules bind with these other molecules and are all kinds of different conditions. That's our chemistry. Fine. Chemistry is also the wisdom of bonding. All of those wisdoms are the wisdoms of bonding, but they're detached from the creator and the goal. Biology, zoology, it's the same. Everything is just the wisdom of bonding. Until you reach the wisdom of Kabbalah, why is it called the foundation of all of these wisdoms? Because it teaches you. Why does it all exist? What is the goal, the purpose, in the fact that we have still objects and they are drawn to one another? What for? From where and to where? And that's how it is in everything. Why does the body exist? Meaning of the vegetative or the living body, etc. For this why, you don't have that in the earthly sciences. And the wisdom of Kabbalah adds that. And it doesn't just add it. It also tells you why these laws, this and that, why do they exist? You can come in the wisdom of Kabbalah and open up all of the laws that you have earlier studied empirically. So the wisdom of Kabbalah exists empirically, using, following or going in the same paths. I don't understand why you distinguish between that, between it, the wisdom of Kabbalah, and what you have before you.
Because if you say confidence, you can't bring in the topic of fear. Because if I'm in confidence, then I don't have fear on anything. It's either I'm confident or I'm fearful. If I have fears, then where's the confidence? How does it divide?
I'm going to tell you. Describe a situation where if you don't have fear, you have confidence. What are you doing that to me? I'm telling you. Describe a situation to me where I don't have fear, I don't know what it means, and yet I have confidence. How can you have one without the other?
I haven't thought of that.
You didn't think about that? That I believe. There's no, cannot be one without the other. If I'm not afraid, then how can I feel, now I have confidence? But inside I have fear. Because without that, how do I feel that I have confidence now? And I can enjoy it. How without the kli can you enjoy? Meaning, confidence is what? It's a clothing for the fulfillment, but it's not the fulfillment itself. For us, it's fulfillment. Why? Well, I feel fewer anxieties. I already feel better because I'm a beast. But if I'm talking about using the confidence in order to reach the true goal, then I don't settle for calming down, which is confidence. Inside, there has to be anxiety, lack of confidence, a very great one, and it will grow in you more and more. If you're going on both legs, then in the middle line, it will grow more and more, on the one hand. On the other hand, you'll attain the force of confidence, which is only the clothing from the right side. And in the middle line, you'll receive adhesion with the Creator. And the adhesion with the Creator will be the purpose, and not the fears and anxieties, and not the confidence, rather the adhesion. That's what's important. And whatever happens in them, that's not important. So?
Well, as you said, the middle line, take the middle line, and then you have no fears. You have no fears there too, or you have fears there as well?
There, constantly, all the time. I mean, without the left or right line, will the middle line exist? It doesn't even exist in nature. There is no middle line in nature. You form it.
A more precise question. When a person is in bestowal, does he have fear or not?
You bet.
So the fears grow?
Yes, certainly.
So why do we look for bestowal?
In order to be certain that everything will fall into place.
But we were saying there is no confidence. What's the difference between confidence in bestowal and not in bestowal?
You want to be in anxiety. You will want to be in anxiety. You will want to have that feeling of fear. You will want to be constantly dependent on the Creator. That dependency, you will feel how much it compels you, how much it holds you. Otherwise, you fall into your beastliness. You don't want to feel that you depend on Him constantly, just so He won't let go of me. What a good feeling. Then I'm certain that I won't forget.
Listen, you're saying again, you'll get a good feeling, but we're going backwards. Again, it's without confidence.
It depends on what you want to feel good about. I want to feel good about me depending on Him, and you want to feel good that everything depends on you.
I was certain that if I am in bestowal, then I don't have any problems, chaos, messy things, then fears.
Then immediately your ego will pull you into all kinds of different directions. You know, if I'll be given this world, if I know that everything is mine, then certainly I'll have, you know, fun, I'll have great, good life. No, it's the opposite. The more you advance in spirituality, you are in greater anxiety, greater dependency, and you enjoy that. One who is cleaved on to the whole is whole.
כן, מוש.
Yes, Moshi.
The
fear is out of me not being able to bestow, or that the friends won't be able to bestow that fear, that anxiety.
The fear is that I might not be able to bestow. Let's move on to the next part. Read a bit of Zohar, right? Or what are we supposed to do? Yeah.
We'll move on to the next part on the Zohar.
Zohar.